This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Union Budget 2025 as a game-changer for India's progress, emphasizing its role in accelerating the country's journey towards Vikasit Bharat. In his post-budget message, Mr. Modi said, Union budget paves the way for innovation, entrepreneurship and sustainable growth across multiple sectors, including AI, toy manufacturing, agriculture, footwear, food processing and the gig economy. The Prime Minister said that the Union budget reflects the government's commitment to fulfilling the aspirations of every Indian.
हमने कई सेक्टर्स युवाओं के लिए खोल दिए. सामान्य नागरिक विकसित भारत के मिशन को ड्राइव करने वाला है. ये बजट एक फोर्स मल्टीप्लायर है. ये बजट सेविंग्स को बढ़ाएगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाएगा, कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाएगा और ग्रोथ को भी तेजी से बढ़ाएगा. मैं वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमण जी और उनकी पूरी टीम को इस जनता जनार्दन का बजट, पीपल्स का बजट, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ.
Mr. Modi also said that the budget will greatly benefit the middle class of the country as the income up to 12 lakh rupees has been exempted. He said it will empower the agriculture sector to give boost to rural economy. The Prime Minister said that it focuses on manufacturing to empower entrepreneurs, MSMEs and small businesses. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the Union Budget focuses on agriculture, rural prosperity, urban development and continues to lay emphasis on reforms. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, the Finance Minister said that the budget says several things about India's path towards Vikasit Bharat. The Finance Minister added that six specified reforms have been identified in which government will continue its reform agenda. Ms. Sitharaman said interests of health and education have been prioritized in the budget. The Finance Minister highlighted that responding to the voice of the people, income tax simplification announced last July is already completed in its work. She said the new income tax bill in this regard will be introduced in the parliament next week. Ms. Sitharaman said 1 crore more people will benefit due to the increased tax exemption from 7 lakh to 12 lakh rupees. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap for Vikasit Bharat. Talking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said that it has growth, inclusion and innovation at its core, from farmers to fintech, MSMEs to AI. On budget allocation for electronics and IT, the minister said announcement regarding components is a major announcement. Mr. Vaishnaw, who holds charge of the Railway Ministry, said the capital expenditure for railways is huge with a gross budgetary support of over 2.52 lakh crores. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the Union Budget has taken an inclusive approach from empowering all sections of the society. Talking to media, Mr. Singh said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of making India self-reliant in defence has further got a big boost in this budget. He added that 6.81 lakh crore rupees have been allocated for the Ministry of Defence for 2025-26. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today presented the first full-fledged budget of third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax slab is now extended up to 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that adding the standard deduction of 75,000 rupees for salaried class, the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced new income tax slabs and new regime of taxation. The limit for tax deduction on interest for senior citizens has been doubled from 50,000 to 1 lakh. Industry leaders have welcomed the budget, appreciating the steps taken to boost consumption. Chairman of Confederation of Indian Industry, CII Task Force on Insolvency and Bankruptcy, Shardul Shroff, said the biggest benefit in this particular budget is the exclusion of the middle class from personal taxation almost completely. And with that, we end this news bulletin.